Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A funeral being held today for the California man shot and killed by police in his grandma's backyard. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy at Stephen Clark's funeral. Police called after reports of someone breaking car windows, encountering Clark in the yard, thought he was reaching for a weapon, and shot him. In Orlando, prosecutors present closing arguments yesterday in their case against the wife of Orlando nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, who pledged allegiance to ISIS, the jury deliberating.
Noor Salman is accused of aiding her husband in the 2016 Pulse nightclub massacre and has been charged with obstruction of justice and providing material support to a terrorist organization. Federal prosecutors state that the shooter's wife misled investigators about her husband's social media accounts, number of firearms, whereabouts, and their communication. She received a message stating, "I love you, babe," from her husband minutes before the attack. Prosecutors stating that Omar Mateen had actually planned to commit the terrorist attack at Disney World, but changed his destination at the last minute when he saw the number of police. Mateen and his wife had visited Disney World with their young son 2 days before the attack. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions prompts the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into the FBI's use of FISA warrants. Wants to find out if the FBI used false information to get that warrant to monitor Carter Page, who's the president's former foreign policy advisor. Nicholas Cruz, the accused Parkland, Florida shooter, getting a lot of fan mail at the Broward County Jail. He's getting love letters, suggestive photos, and Facebook communities are also popping up for people to talk about how to help him. He's accused of shooting and killing 17 people on Valentine's Day. Lawsuits against Saudi Arabia allowed to be filed for helping plan the September 11th attacks, a judge making that ruling, as most of the hijackers were Saudis, and the suits say they're responsible for the deaths of nearly 3,000 people. Back from a trip to China this week, North Korea's leader will soon be making his second trip outside the nation since coming into power in 2011. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
The two Koreas announcing that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un this time will step across the border to meet South Korean President Moon Jae-in on April 27th. Their meeting will take place at the Peace House, located in the so-called Truce Village on the country's border. If it happens, Kim will be the first North Korean leader to visit the South since the Korean War. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president going after Amazon on Twitter, saying he's concerned they're putting thousands of retailers out of business and not paying taxes to state and local governments. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, and analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know what? It had to be about 15, 16 years ago. I was going off on some kind of rant about something. And was pointed out to me, said, you know, Chris, you're going to offend people with what you're saying out there. You do own a financial planning firm, and you're going to turn people off, and you're going to lose clients because of this, and people aren't going to want to work with you. You got to tone it down, man. You got to play it a little bit more neutral. No. Never have. Never will. One thing you're going to get, you listen to this program, for lack of a better phrase, is no BS. No BS here on the program. We will tell you exactly how we feel. And yes, there is no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. We are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. Don't care. Don't care. I get hate email from Republicans and Democrats, and I take great pride in it. I take great pride in all of the nasty emails that are sent to me. Because people need to be woken up. They don't like dealing with the truth. For all you people out there that donate, and at this point in time, I'm going to talk about Republicans. All you people out there that are members of the Republican Party, that donate to the Republican Party, what's wrong with you? I mean, honestly, seriously, what's wrong with you? Why? Why would you? I mean, let me frame it this way. I've got three kids, and it's the most important job that I have, being a good father, teaching my children the difference between right and wrong so they understand it and go out and be great people later on in their lives. That's my A number one job. If my kids were hanging out with a crowd of kids that I deem to be unsavory, that I deem to be two-faced, liars, backstabbing, people that have a difficult time with the truth, following through with what they say are going to do, would I want my kids hanging out with that group, with that clique? Would I want them a member of that club? No way. Well, why are you a member of the Republican Party? Why? At least, I'm going to hand it to the Democrats, at least Democrats do what they say they're going to do. You got to hand it to them. They do what they say they're going to do something. They go out and they do it and they stick by. I respect that. I respect that. But here we have a Republican Party that put in spending caps on defense and other discretionary spending back in 2011. And we just blew through those caps. And we're going to spend and spend and spend some more. And all of you super Trumpsters out there, what is wrong with you? I mean, honestly, you understand that you are no different than the Obama bots? No different at all. You don't see anything wrong in what Donald is doing. You know that Donald just signed off on 33 miles of fence in exchange for a $30 billion tunnel between New York and New Jersey, and I live here. 33 miles of fence. Yeah, I know. Fence is really difficult to get over. And back when we were kids, we'd do pool hopping at night, jump over people's fences, go to pool. It's going to be real hard for those people trying to get into the United States to get around a fence. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even agree with the whole wall concept in the first place. But if you think Donald Trump is winning, you're wrong. Just take a look at this spending bill. And I'm angry and I'm fired up, and rightfully so. Because you know what? It's on my kids' credit card. We got a $4 trillion plus budget. Most of it, we'll get into that a little bit, is entitlements. That's interest on our debt. Medicare, Social Security, all the goodies and presents and handouts and giveaways. Well, we had just another, we're going to add $1.3 trillion to that in other discretionary spending. And, Paul Ryan, Mr. Fiscal Conservative, he helped put this together. Do you understand that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are high-fiving one another right now? They are high-fiving one another. They won. They got everything that they wanted. Because you know what? Republicans want to spend money back in their districts too. They're all a bunch of liars. Oh, great. You got a few of them. You got a couple dozen members of the Freedom Caucus that are against this. You got a few of them there. But other than that, what do we have? I want to put this into perspective for everyone. 6 months. It took 6 months for our nation to go an additional $1 trillion in debt. 6 months. You know what you people should do? I was suggesting this. We got a lot of listeners down in the state of Florida. We're on many, many stations covering the state of Florida. One thing Florida's got a lot of is ambulance chasing attorneys. Got a lot of that going on. The advertisements are everywhere. Class action attorneys. I'm going to make a suggestion. Why don't we get one of those class action attorneys to start a class action suit against the Republican Party and get everybody who gave money to the Republican Party the opportunity to join and sue the Republican Party for the money that they gave to them, so they have to give it back. They took your money under false pretenses, did they not? They took your money under false pretenses. They said that they were going to do certain things. And go back and take a look at the Republican Party platform, right? Go back and take a look. Oh, yeah. Go to 2016 Republican Party platform at the convention, all of the things the Republicans were supposed to do, and see what they've gotten done. Oh, I know. We've gotten rid of some regulations. Congratulations. We got a B-minus tax reform bill, because that's all it is a B-minus. It's a B-minus. You got tons of small business owners around the country that don't even know that they're going to qualify for the pass-through exemption. The IRS hasn't even ruled on that yet. It's an incomplete, is what it is. We've got spending on top of more spending. You got, again, Republican parties in charge. Did they cut off spending for Planned Parenthood? No. Did they cut off spending for sanctuary cities? No. Did they help out in regards to border enforcement and all? No. Zip, zero, zilch, nada, nothing. Nothing but little pork projects for these Republicans. And this is how they get rich. You do understand this, right? This is how they get rich. This is how they go out and they buy land and they cut deals with various different businesses and contractors that are going to be involved with these government contracts and deals that are done back in their home states. How do you think Dennis Hastert, that Speaker of the House Republican wrestling coach pedophile, became a multimillionaire, huh? How do you think that actually happened? How do you think Mitch McConnell is worth tens of millions of dollars? You can go right on down the list. These are supposed to be public service, are they not? This is an embarrassment. It is. It's an embarrassment. And I'm telling you right now that it is not sustainable. It's a very, very dark, dark time when it comes to spending. Something has to give. Something has to give. We cannot continue down this path. And we're going to get back. And I know I've talked about this. I talked about it a little bit last week. I have to do a little bit again. And this is going to be really important information. It's important for everybody. But it's a wake-up call for anybody in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Mark my words, it is a wake-up call in regards to entitlements and where you're going to be. It's a wake-up call in regards to your future, in regards to your retirement, your so-called retirement. Yeah, if you sense anger in my voice, I'm angry. I am. It's not about the four or five nor'easters that I've gotten hit with over the past couple weeks. I'll deal with that. What I have a really difficult time with is two-faced liars. The reason why I couldn't join the class action suit against the Republican Party because I was smart, and I left back in 2005. This is an embarrassment, people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
What is this? This is a remake of Talk Talks. Remake. Again, I was feeling old this past week. I was alerted that in this week, back in 1987, With or Without You was released by U2. I'm getting old. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, again, everybody, this is important for everybody, but it is really, really, really important if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, even early 50s. 2034 is the cutoff date, kids. Hate to break it to you. And that date is going to change, too. It's going to change. Because Social Security is not going to exist in its present form. It's not. It's not enough money. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a pay-as-you-go system. If you think that the government's going to be able to raise people's taxes to the level that would be, it would be possible to make good on all of these commitments, you're crazy. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. GDP would go in the toilet. People would just say, you know what, I'm not working. I'm not going to bother doing it anymore. They will work less. Nobody is going to want to get taxed at 75, 80, 85%, which would be necessary to make good on Social Security. This is just math, people. You may not like what I have to say, just as much as you may not like the weather. But it is what it is. The Census Bureau is already predicting within the next 17 years, elderly in the United States are going to outnumber kids. That puts our demographics like Europe's demographics, Southern Europe in particular. I know firsthand what has gone on there. I know what has happened to people's pensions. We've got all of this, all of this stuff that we see on TV and travel shows, and look at how beautiful Greece is and Spain. They don't look to see how miserable the people are there because they relied upon the government for their retirement, for their savings, and all of their pensions have been cut to the bone. And they've got nothing. If you are relying upon Social Security for your retirement, you are irresponsible. Okay? And I know I'll get the nasty emails from the senior citizens. I paid into that thing my entire life. I paid into it. I'm entitled to it. You're not entitled to anything. By law, you're not entitled to anything. It is a pay-as-you-go system. There's no bank account with your money anywhere. You get it? The funny thing is, though, you are going to be fine. You're good to go. Senior citizens, don't worry about it. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. You're fine. Nothing is going to change for you. I'm aggravated with your lot, with your AARP, and every single attempt to reform Social Security and Medicare to make it sustainable. There's Paul Ryan. Remember the commercial? Paul Ryan pushing grandma off the cliff in the wheelchair. I was extraordinarily critical, still am, of George W. Bush, but I have to hand it to him. He tried. He didn't try hard enough. You know what? He didn't. Mitch McConnell told George W. Bush no, and George said, okay, let's go fight some more in Iraq. Let's go fight them in Iraq. Woohoo! Because that worked out real good. He promised to reform Social Security, and when Mitch McConnell said, that's too hard, George, let's go to Iraq and shoot people, he did that instead. 65% of Americans save little or nothing, and half could end up struggling retirement. This is the latest survey from Bankrate. No surprise here. Retirement savings. Half of Americans still can't cover essential expenses. There's many reasons for this, people. A lot. And I'm here to speaking to the younger generation out there. And to this day, I just mentioned how old I was. And I felt old because, again, with or without you, you two, 31 years ago, I'm like, I'm old. So I'm speaking to people who are in their early 30s that are still dealing with tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt. And these are people that are accomplished. They have good jobs. All of that money that you're spending on your student loan debt could have been spent in a 401k, could have been used as some sort of savings. That's been back when college and universities were somewhat reasonable. Now they're obscene. Based upon all of the numbers and what we've gotten ourselves into in regards to debt, and there's good parts of this as well, as I've explained. People are living longer and healthier lives. You could take the whole mortality number, you can throw it out the window. That's been heavily influenced by drug overdoses. If you get to 65, you got a real, real, real good chance of getting to 75, better than ever. You get to 75, you got a real, real good chance of getting to 85, better than ever. And if you don't think that those numbers are going to continue to get better, they are. That's good. That's good. But that makes everything that you were told about, I'm going to work and go to a good job and going to punch out at 62, 65, it's obsolete, man. It's obsolete. Oh, it could be done. I'm not saying, hey, that's what you really want to do. You can do it. Not saying it's not doable. But the type of sacrifice you're going to have to make throughout your entire life, I don't know. Is that really worth living that way? Is it really worth it? I mean, I could, if I wanted to, get myself down to like next to no body fat and look like a super duper bodybuilder. But is it worth it? I like pizza. Well, I'll keep myself in shape and go to the gym. I'm going to take it this far. You don't want to. You only have one life, people, is what I'm saying. You only have one life, and you want to enjoy your life as you go along. But the metrics as they are today, you're going to have to start thinking about things differently. You're going to have to disregard the conventional notions of retirement. The old way of doing things is obsolete. The sooner you understand that, the better off you're going to be. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
When I die and the name of the rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We did anticipate retaliation, but it's counterproductive.
Russia retaliates, sending 60 U.S. diplomats packing from the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, just days after the U.S. and European allies expel Russians for that nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and daughter. Republican Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Fox saying,
What Putin is doing is not in the interest of the people of Russia.
In fact, I've been to St. Petersburg a number of times. The consulate there is substantial.
David Shulkin on his way out as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the president saying he's replacing him with Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who's the presidential physician. Leaders in Orange County, California, joined the Trump administration lawsuit against the state's immigrant sanctuary laws. California sanctuary law going into effect in January, limiting law enforcement's ability to work with immigration and customs enforcement. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Come and take it has become a popular slogan for many Americans in defiance of anyone who wish to take away their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. In 1835, the Texas rebels showed their quest for freedom when they raised a flag, come and take it. The Texans refused to submit to Mexico, and you too can show your American spirit and grit with your come and take it hat from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/come and take it hat to get yours today. Use coupon code USA Radio to save 10% off your entire order.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. You want a disaster? I'll give you generational disaster. Millennials are set back $140,000 versus their parents. $140,000. Outstanding student loan debt's almost $1.5 trillion. And I want to remind everybody as well, part of the spending bill that I just went off on, more money for student loans. Yay, more money for student loans. Let's put more of the kids deep into debt. Sounds great. $140,000 versus their parents. This is a scam. 40% of the student loans taken out in 2004 are projected to default by 2023. Yeah, you can put that on the taxpayer's dime, right? It's actually reading a story and how they're starting to mess around with the rule of law to some degree, and they're going to maybe allow kids to start declaring bankruptcy and getting rid of this debt. I can't stress how awful debt can be. What a ball and chain it can be on an individual. And I can't even begin to imagine, and I've tried to imagine going back to when I was a kid, because you are a kid, 21, 22 years old. Great, you got a bachelor's degree, but you really, really don't know that much, okay? And you get this bachelor's degree, and you want to get yourself a job, and you go out, and you got to get yourself an apartment. You want to move to an urban area, a city, and you see how much that is going to cost. And you've got all of, you're looking at this pile, this mountain of debt. It's at that age, it's insurmountable. Even if you got a job working at Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley or something like that, a high paying job right out of college or an engineering job, it still is not going to put a dent I'm talking decades in some cases. Decades. You know how many doctors I know and I have as clients that still have tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt? It's funny, there was a column in Wall Street Journal by Richard West. Richard West is the Dean Emeritus, I get a kick out of this, at New York University Stern School of Business. And he was talking about how in 1956, he waited tables for $1 an hour. And that was enough to pay for 1/6 of his Yale education. It's crazy. He writes in this, he says, what would it take to graduate truly debt-free? A student is willing to go to a community college, live at home, and work his way through college over 7 or 8 years could pull it off. But statistics indicate that taking this route greatly increases the likelihood of never earning a degree. It also means postponing things like getting married, having children, and buying a house. It says trying to graduate in 4 years by taking on substantial debt also frequently means pushing back post-collegiate milestones. This is one of the concerns about the consequences of student debt in our overall economy. The idea of working your way through college has become ridiculous, akin to pay telephones and black and white TVs. And the last two have been replaced by much better things. Today's massive student debt is the norm, sometimes in addition to a job on campus and work through the summer. A similar tale could be told about how rising college costs have affected another bedrock of American aspirations, the idea that a hardworking, thrifty family can save enough to make a significant contribution to their children's higher education. But that is another sad story for another time. And I appreciate the piece here by Dr. Richard West, but you're also working at a school, Dr. Richard West, that, what is it? What's NYU? $65,000, $70,000 a year? Why? Why? Because it's subsidized, because it's paid for. I can't state this enough. I know we've talked about this on the program. We're getting close to that period of time, springtime, right? Kids thinking about college, going off to school. Don't let your kids go into debt. Don't do it. Don't do it. They are gonna have a really, really tough go of it. And it is completely not necessary. You have to do things smarter. Dr. Richard West talking about 1956. I worked my way through college. And it was, hey, couple decades after that. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning help as well. Don't go anywhere. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We shall return.
Mike Hewitt here. After referencing our U.S. Constitution and a founder's quote, I was labeled far right. Maybe that's true. To me, however, our Constitution isn't political whatsoever. Indeed, it's the single instrument holding back the crushing power of government. Naive? Maybe. But if so, we're in serious peril. If our Constitution is no more than an inconvenience, no more than far-right hype, alarms should be blaring all across our Union of States and across the political spectrum. If our Constitution or any part therein can be set aside for any reason or misused to shelter a few over the many, what remains? What's left to limit the otherwise unchecked power of government? Our Constitution protects us all, left and right. It limits our government, and in doing so, it frees us. Do you know who's teaching your children these foundational facts? Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, it is one big fat. See, I told you so moment. For years, we've been warning people about the perils of hedge funds. And that, a lot of people can't resist the coolness factor. They like people like to brag. They do. But you hear them, you know, like the couple times that I've actually been at a country club or a golf course. I wasn't even playing golf. My hedge fund manager. It's like they name drop. They name drop hedge fund guys, kind of like how little teenage girls might name drop a Justin Bieber if they saw him at the mall or walking down the streets of New York City. Name dropping hedge fund guys. And I laugh when I hear this stuff because I know that these people are overpaying in regards to fees and the services rendered. And now, not only that, they're all blowing up like we said they would. One of James Paulson's funds. He is a big name dropper. He used to be one of the smartest people on the planet until he's no longer the smartest person on the planet. And he's lost everybody billions with a B. Billions. And they can't do anything about it. There's no recourse. You signed all the paperwork. You're an accredited investor. He actually has to return some of the funds in physical gold because he just can't. They're trying to unwind these portfolios, and they just can't do it. Got another one here. Another name drop guy. Oh, he was always on CNBC. So smart. So bright. You know how many times I lost to this guy? I mean lost to this guy. Lost him in the sense is that people decided to work with David Einhorn rather than work with Markowski Investments. Now, not so much. Oh, he's so bright, Mr. Markowski. He's just, you know, I'm sorry. It's just a great opportunity for me to work with a hedge fund guy of this, you know, this type of prominence. He's just that, you know, he's great. Yeah. Yeah. Where's your money now? Gone. Yeah. Green light. Capital blowing up all over the place. People, I don't care what they're telling you. I don't care what their marketing is telling you. You work with people that are going to be honest with you and give you realistic expectations about what the markets can do for you over time. People are going to put a financial plan together for you that's going to survive ups, downs, sideways, backwards, forth. It is what it is. When you're buying a hedge fund, you're just buying their playlist. That's all. It's not catered to you. It's not about you. You work with a financial planner. They, in essence, make a hedge fund of you, for you, without all the ridiculous fees. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Today is going
gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now,
welcome back, everybody. All right, our old friend Uber in the news this past week. And did you watch? There's a lot of powerful people, a lot of powerful people that have money in Uber. There's a lot of powerful people, a lot of powerful private equity money with people that are tied to the mainstream media, to the powers that be in Washington, D.C., basically to the axis of evil, the watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil, big business, politicians, and the mainstream media. Did you watch how quickly they circled the wagons to protect Uber after the fatal crash that took place in Arizona? It was funny. Oh, tweets coming out. Nobody, you know, any driver would have, you know, this could have, wouldn't have been able to deal with this one. Anybody. No, it wasn't the autonomous car's fault. Right. Sure. I was thinking about this and this driverless car bit here. And again, they're pushing it. You ever have your phone glitch? You know what I mean by your phone glitch? It just stops working properly. I have all Apple stuff at all of our offices, and I have an iPhone. And as impressed I am with the technology, from time to time, the phone glitches. Something will freeze. I'll be going to read a website. I'll go to the Wall Street Journal site, and the screen will pop up blank. And I'll try to reload it, and it won't work. I'll try to reload it. So I shut the browser off, and I start it again. Best technology going, and the thing still glitches. There'll be times in my car, it'll glitch. I want to listen to a song by Led Zeppelin. Oh, all of a sudden, it's not pulling up anything off my phone. I don't know why. It just isn't doing it. It's glitching. Restart the phone. Oh, everything works. Glitches happen. But when a glitch happens to my phone and I'm not able to listen to Ramble On by Led Zeppelin, it's not that big of a deal. If you're going down the highway at 70 miles an hour and your car glitches and you're not driving, that is a big deal. Again, I do think that down the road, I think it's going to be a viable technology. I don't think we have the proper speed when it comes to internet. I think we have a long way to go. I don't know, though. That's the thing. I think that would almost have to be a universal. All the cars would have to have the technology in order for it to work. And they'd all have to be communicating with one another. That's the only way. That's the only way I see it working. How many times you've been in a car and you're driving? And I explain this to my kids. They're not driving age yet, but my son next year is. And I'm constantly pointing out, see what I'm looking at, Stephen? I'm watching that car over there in case that car does something stupid and pulls out. And how you have to become that type of a driver where you are anticipating things. How many accidents have you avoided in your life simply by being aware and making sure you're checking your mirrors and looking for all of this stuff all the time? That's how I drive. I said, you want to drive like you're James Bond, and there are people looking for you. You're looking for any sort of anything that's a little bit off anywhere that will help you avoid getting into an accident, because it's the other people that you have to worry about. I'm still not a big believer in that technology yet. And yes, Uber is going to be hurt by this. They're going to they're trying to make everybody forget it. And they're trying to make everybody forget it because they're trying to make that company go public as soon as possible. So all of those insiders can get liquid and rich. And they're going to sell the stock to you. Again, the company has never made a dime. Anyway, I wanted to mention this as well. British exports, the strongest they've been since 2010. And they're saying this is because of Brexit. To this day, the globalists and the powers that be still saying that this Brexit thing was terrible. It was awful. No, it's not. Great Britain is going to boom. get rid of the regulations and all of the nonsense, and they'll do just fine. I wanted to touch on this, too. This, again, is a great story for this country. The United States will be the world's largest oil producer by 2023. Independence and self-reliance is always the way to go. Always. We talked about that a little bit earlier on this past hour when it came to your retirement. And rather than relying upon the government to provide for you, you need to provide for yourself. You need to take ownership in everything. And granted, there's certain places in the world that, hey, they don't have the resources we have. We're quite lucky. This is a game changer for us. It really is. It's a game changer. It's a world changer. And again, when I see stories like this, it kind of makes me laugh because you go back not too long ago. Not too long ago. You go back 10 years. Go back 10 years when Sarah Palin was saying, drill, baby, drill. And all the wizards of smart, all the Ivy League graduates in Washington, D.C., and all the anchormen and all the mainstream media made fun of her for being such an idiot. Yet the guy running on the opposite side, Barack Obama, said all people needed to do to solve the energy problem was to inflate their tires. Who was right? She was. She was, and it's great for the country. I wanted to touch on this, too. Again, this is has to do with another area of our economy that's changing to some degree, and we're seeing it in regards to mergers and acquisitions. The whole cutting the cord bit and what's taking place there. Cutting the cord. Well, all these companies out there, just so you know, and you know what, we'll talk a little bit about this next hour as well. They're not making the money you'd expect them to. And what does this mean? And what's going to happen down the road? And a need for content. We will touch on this area because I do find it fascinating. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the website. Take advantage of everything we have. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This violates so many rules of sort of the informal rules of international espionage.
That's former White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove on Fox reacting as Russia retaliates, giving diplomats the boot from the U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg, just days after the U.S. and European allies expel Russians for that nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and his daughter. The president, meantime, talking about his infrastructure plan today at a worker training center in Richfield, Ohio, saying businesses that had left the United States are coming back.
We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. That's one of the reasons they're coming back.
The president wants to repair bridges, highways, rail lines and airports, something the White House is calling an important part of his economic agenda. The president speaking at a worker training center. Leaders in Orange County, California joined the Trump administration lawsuit against the state's immigration sanctuary laws. The state sanctuary laws being put into place in January. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
David Shulkin on his way out as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president says he wants to replace him with Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who's the president's physician. Shulkin, in a New York Times op-ed, says he thinks he was fired because he opposed the idea of privatizing VA health care. MS-13 members facing life sentences on crime sprees in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas authorities have announced the breakup of a year-long killing spree committed by MS-13, the gang highlighted by President Donald Trump as being organized by illegal alien criminals. Four illegal MS-13 members were charged and convicted in federal court on Tuesday on charges of kidnapping, weapon and assault charges, and intent to commit murder. The four gang members are all from El Salvador and range in ages from 19 to 24. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
Lawsuits against Saudi Arabia allowed to be filed for helping plan the September 11th attacks. A judge making